The Sri Lankan Supreme Court on Friday immediately stopped the forced evictions of ethnic Tamils in Colombo. Police in recent days have rounded up and expelled several hundred Tamils from the capital, bussing most of them back to the front lines in the north and east, where separatist Tamils are waging a military campaign against the Sri Lankan military. The director of Sri Lanka's National Peace Council, Jehan Pereira, says the police action has sent a wave of fear through the capital's 250,000 Tamils.
They're scared and concerned and hurt just because you're a Tamil who has come from out of Colombo. You can be picked up in this manner and just packed off. The government is breaking the laws of this country, and I think it is borne out by the fact that the Supreme Court has stayed the eviction pending its final decision.
The Supreme Court says it will hear the case on June 22nd and has told police not to carry out further evictions before then. Military spokesman Prasad Samarasinghe says authorities were forced to act after recent suicide bomb attacks in the capital by separatist Tamil rebels.
The police have found out the cheap lodges in Colombo are occupied by the terrorist suspects. Not ethnic cleansing or things like that, because more than one-third of the population in Colombo are Tamils.
The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam have been fighting since 1972 for a homeland separate from the south, where Sinhalese are the main ethnic group. More than 5,000 people have been killed just in the past 19 months. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.